Today we're making a selector dub style jungle fill tighter in Ableton Live 12, and this is a really useful skill if you want your drums to feel sharper, more intentional, and more like a proper DNB arrangement move instead of just a random chopped break. Now, if you're brand new to this, don't worry, we're keeping it beginner friendly. The whole idea here is simple. Take a break-based fill, trim away the messy stuff, lock the timing, then give it just enough weight and grit to cut through the mix. That's the vibe. Tight, punchy. Sound system ready. So first, start your project around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want that darker jungle and roller feel, 172 to 176 is a nice zone too. Load up a basic drum loop or break that already has a strong snare and some hat movement. You do not need the perfect break right away. In fact, the best starting point is usually just a break with a clear transient, especially a snare that lands cleanly. Start from the strongest transient, not the coolest sample. That matters a lot in jungle. Next, decide where the fill is going to happen. Usually this is the last bar of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, or maybe the last two beats before the drop. This is where fills do real work in DNB. They create tension, they signal change, and they make the return of the groove hit harder. In other words, the fill is not decoration, it's a cue. Now duplicate your break. Don't destroy your main loop. Copy it to a second track, or duplicate the clip in arrangement view, and make this new copy your fill version. This is a very smart workflow, because it keeps your main groove safe while you experiment with the transition. Trim the new clip down so it only covers the part you want to turn into the fill. Maybe that's one bar. Maybe it's just half a bar. Keep it focused. Now let's get into the actual chop. One easy Ableton method is to drag the break into simpler and switch to slice mode. Ableton will split the break at transients for you, which is perfect for beginner jungle editing. You can slice by transient if you want natural drum hits, or by 1/8 if you want something more grid-based and controlled. If you'd rather work directly in auto, that's fine too. Just cut the clip manually at the kick and snare points and remove anything that's not helping the fill. And here's the key. Don't try to keep the whole break. You only need the most useful hits. Usually that means one strong snare hit, maybe a kick pickup, maybe a ghost note or a tiny hat tick, and then a final accent if the transition needs it. Think about the fill like drum punctuation. Every hit needs a job. Now we tighten the timing. Turn warp on, use beats mode, and make sure the important hits land properly on the grid. If a snare feels late, move it earlier. If a chop is sloppy, tighten it up. The point is for the fill to sound deliberate. It should feel like an announcement, not a break stumbling into the next section. A good beginner trick is to zoom in and listen at low volume. If the fill still reads clearly when the monitor is turned down, that usually means the snare and kick balance is working. This is a great check, because in a dense DNB track, anything that only sounds good when it's loud is probably not really under control. Now let's shape the sound a bit. Start with EQ8. High pass the low rumble around 25 to 35 Hz, so you're not wasting headroom on useless sub noise. If the fill feels muddy, gently cut around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the snare needs a bit more crack, try a small boost around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Just a little. We're not trying to overcook it. After that, add drum bus. Start with light drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. Use a bit of crunch if you want some edge, and push transients slightly if the fill feels soft. Be careful with the boom control though. For a fill like this, you usually want punch, not a huge low-end swell. Then add saturator with soft clip turned on and maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. That will help thicken the fill and make it feel denser without just turning it up louder. That's an important lesson right there. In drum and bass, sharpness often beats sheer volume. If you want the fill to cut through, use transient focus, saturation, and EQ before you just crank the fader. If your fill still feels thin, layer a clean snare on top. You can do this with a drum rack or just a separate sample track. Keep it simple. One snare is often enough. Maybe a second noisy top layer if needed, but don't clutter it. The goal is not to make the fill massive. The goal is to make it speak clearly, like a selector cue in a sound clash set. Sharp, confident, direct. Now let's add a little movement. This is where the selector dub feel really comes alive. You want controlled groove, not random looseness. Try a tiny amount of swing from the groove pool, maybe around 54 to 58% if the fill feels too stiff, or manually nudge a ghost note just a touch late. You can also lower the velocity of the smaller hit so the main snare stays in front. That way the fill has movement, but the accent still wins. Think in contrast here. If your main loop is already busy, Make the fill simpler. A fill feels tighter when it answers a groove that leaves it a bit of space. That contrast is what makes the transition feel intentional. Now for one small automation move. This can be really simple and really effective. You can automate auto-filter to thin out the fill just before the next section, then open it back up on the drop. Or you can use a short reverb send on the last snare of the fill, then pull it back down immediately after. Keep the reverb short, around 0.4 to 1 second. You want transition energy, not a washed-out drum soup. A classic arrangement move would look like this. Your main groove plays for several bars, then the drums thin out slightly, then the final two beats become your selector dub jungle fill, and then the full pattern snaps back in on the next downbeat. That tension and release is what makes the drop feel bigger. You can also route the fill into your drum group or drum bus so it feels like part of the same kit. On the drum group, use a gentle compressor if you need it. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is usually enough. Keep the attack a little slower, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the punch gets through. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds usually keeps the groove breathing. If the fill is peaking too hard, lower it with utility by 1 to 3 dB or use soft clipping. Save headroom. A fill that's too loud can actually steal energy from the drop instead of helping it. Now, one of the most important checks. Audition the fill with the bass line playing. Soloed drums can fool you. A fill might sound huge on its own, and then completely fall apart once the bass comes in. Make sure the low end isn't cluttered. If needed, mute the bass for the final half beat of the fill or let it duck briefly. The fill should make the bass return feel bigger, not messier. And here's a good mindset to keep in the back of your head. Use one focus. Decide what the fill is supposed to do. Is it pushing forward? Is it signaling a change? Is it adding aggression? Pick one main job. If it tries to do everything, it gets blurry fast. Also, don't over-edit the life out of it. Jungle energy often comes from a little roughness. Tight does not mean sterile. You want the attack to be sharp, but you still want some break texture and personality in there. That little bit of grime is part of the vibe. If you want a few extra variations later, try a half-bar call and answer, where the first part is sparse and the second part answers with a two-hit snare phrase. Or reverse a tiny snare fragment before the main accent to create a little pickup. You could also try a micro stutter at the end by duplicating the last snare very closely, but keep it subtle. The goal is urgency, not chaos. A really useful homework move is to make three versions of the same fill. One clean and tight, one heavier and dirtier, and one more transition focus with a little automation. Keep them the same length and use the same source break. That way you can really hear how clarity, weight, and movement change the feel of the phrase. So to wrap it up, the selector dub approach is all about making a jungle fill feel controlled, punchy, and ready to drive the track forward. Duplicate your break instead of wrecking the original groove. Slice it down to the important hits. Tighten the timing. Shape it with EQ, drum bus, saturator, and maybe a compressor. Then test it with the bass line and arrangement around it. That's the real move here. In DNB, a great fill is not just a flourish. It's a moment of control. Make it tight, make it speak, and let it punch the tune forward.